It's always astonished me that Jesus got in line to be baptized. The Son of God, blameless, without sin. He needed forgiveness from the one who created him. For a long time, that just did not make sense to me. I mean, I know very well that I'm a sinner. In fact, I have to remind myself that I have been baptized once and for all, and I don't need to be baptized again and again for sin cleansing, because that work has already been done. If we baptized people every time they sinned and did anything to cause a disconnection between them and God, then we would have to have a drive-through baptism service here that would be very busy all day long. Baptism is grounded in the theology of humans seeking and receiving forgiveness and grace from our loving God. It is the outward and visible sign of the work that God has done inside of us, that mysterious and holy connection between God and God's creation, God's human creation. Because of the powerful work that God has done through Jesus Christ, death and sin, and that broken relationship between God and humans has been overcome by God's power of forgiveness. But if baptism is only about forgiveness of sin, then it's still confusing that Jesus got in line to be baptized. So what else is baptism about? Baptism is about relationship. It's about the relationship that is sanctified by being called a child of God. It's about the relationship between the person, the child, or the grown-up who is being baptized and the community of faith that surrounds her, that gathers around her and promises to support her in her life and faith. It's about the relationship between that person being baptized and their parents, his godparents, his friends in Sunday school. Baptism is about the relationship between the one who has been baptized and every single person that they encounter from that point forward. Because after you've been baptized, after you have been named and claimed as the receiver of forgiveness and God's grace, then your life changes forever. So every person you encounter is in relationship with you. Baptism is about forgiveness, but it's also about being claimed as God's child. It's about identity. Who are you? It's about your choice. It's about commitment and promise. Above all, baptism is about love. God's love for us comes before our baptism. In baptism, God forgives not because we say the right words in our prayers or because we do the right things in the ritual, the liturgy, but because God loves us. God loved us first. In fact, as important as I think being baptized is, I do not believe for a second that if we're not baptized, we're not in with God. God already loves us. We're forgiven because we are God's beloveds. The first thing that happens in baptism is that God calls us and names us and enfolds us as God's own. And out of that love and out of that relationship, God promises to forgive and to renew us, to bring us back to God over and over forever. When Jesus got down off the riverbank and stepped into that river Jordan so that his cousin John could dunk him down under the water, he was showing us that the relationship between God and us is holy. That being human is holy, that God cares about us in intimate detail. It showed us that God cares about our souls and that God cares about our flesh. God cares about our whole selves because God does not compartmentalize like we do. God cares about who God created us to be, and we were created in love for love. For many of us, that call of creation gets lost along the way. So the reminder of our baptism helps when we move off the path that God calls us to follow. Life happens, we get frustrated, we get hurt, we feel betrayed, we get angry, we grieve, we get distracted. Something happens to just knock us right off of our foundation. Human beings need resets. Resets. And the reminder of our baptism is one of those resets. A reset, a remembrance, a new commitment to this miracle created by God for us brings back the memory of Jesus standing in line to be baptized, which is in our DNA memory. It brings back the memory of our own baptism, even if we were very small. A reset brings back the memory, if we're parents, of our child's baptism, or grandparents, of the baptisms of our grandchildren. It brings back the memory of the goodness of God, the power of God, the promise of God. And it makes all of that more than a memory. It makes it real right now, real through the work of the Holy Spirit. A reset to the things that are important and right and true and pure. That memory brings about a reset of relationships with ourselves, with our neighbors, and with the world. And it brings a reset with God. Jesus did not get into that raggedy line of baptismal candidates to be baptized like we are, but to show us that we can be baptized the way that he was, that we can be named a beloved child like he was, to know that God has us and will never let us go. Just as God said to Jesus, God says to us, the way that it is in our translation this morning, you are my child, and I love you. I am so very pleased with who you are. I am so very pleased with who you are, with you, and 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 with all of you. Actually, with y'all. With all y'all. And now, until the next time we remember, let us try to make every choice we make reflect our baptism. Thanks be to God.